The devastating bushfires in Australia are exacting a heavy human toll. At least 24 people have died since September. Wild animals have fared much, much worse. Some 500 million have been injured or killed in the fires. That estimate comes from Chris Dickman, a professor of ecology at the University of Sydney. When we reached him today, he had this update.
The 480 million estimate was made a couple of weeks ago, and the fires have now burnt over a large area of further country. That means over 800 million mammals, birds and reptiles have been affected by the fires. Australia-wide, it's probably over a billion.
Dickman has 40 years of experience working across Australia. He told The World's Patrick Wynn about the conditions that animals there are now facing.
This really is unprecedented, I think. There's nothing quite a compare with the devastation that's going on over such a large area so quickly. It's a monstrous event in terms of geography and numbers of individual animals affected.
Give us a better idea, not to be morbid, but how these creatures are dying. Are we talking about actually being burned to death, smoke inhalation, or starvation? What are the different scenarios here?
Death by flames is the most obvious, and I guess some of the images of koalas bring home what that's like most vividly. At the fire front, firefighters have talked about the shrieks of koalas, just screams of pain as they die. It's just horrendous. For others, perhaps those in tree hollows or perhaps those who haven't been able to go too deeply under the ground, smoke inhalation will be a real problem. For the others, it's probably a slower demise. For the species that go underground and then re-emerge after the fires have gone through, there's really nothing except ash on the surface. So it's very difficult then to find resources.
Australia is known for its just amazing wildlife diversity. So are we looking at the extinction of certain creatures being hastened by this?
Yes, I think we are. We know that Australian biodiversity has been going down over the last several decades, and it's probably fairly well known that Australia's got the world's highest rate of extinction for mammals. And it's events like this that may well hasten the extinction process for a range of other species. So it's a very sad time.
What creatures are you really feeling for right now?
There's something called the greater glider. It's the world's largest gliding mammal. It looks a little bit like Gizmo from one of the Spielberg movies some years ago. It's restricted to the eucalypt forests. It's got a diet that's even more restricted than the koala. They'll be cooked in these fires. The yellow-bellied glider as well. It's another stunningly beautiful marsupial, not very well known. They're again restricted to the eucalypt forests, and they're going to be very susceptible to these fires.
How have human beings helped create the conditions for this crisis?
What we're seeing is the effects of climate change. It's sometimes said too that Australia is the, if you like, the canary in the coal mine, with the effects of climate change being seen here most severely and earliest as well. So we're probably looking at what climate change may look at for many other parts of the world in the first stages in Australia at the moment.
Professor Dickman, your demeanor seems very calm, but do you think it's time for people to freak out? And if so, you know, what should they be doing in response to this?
I think there's a feeling among environmental scientists and ecologists in Australia that we've been frozen out of the debate, certainly out of policy making, and I think it's now time to bring the scientists back into the tent to look at what is likely to be happening over the next few decades and to think about how best we can maintain both the human community in good health and as much biodiversity as can be retained under this evolving situation.
That's Chris Dickman, ecologist at the University of Sydney in Australia. He was speaking with The World's Patrick Wynn.